أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam sent as a Nabi to his people, yet they had imposed difficulties upon him. And he asked his people, why do you impose these difficulties upon me? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the second point, and that is that their hearts had become crooked, it deviated from the path of Allah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviated their hearts away from Allah. Here in this ayah and the ayahs that follow, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and one of the specific functions and duties of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and then generally about the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ And remember when Hazrat Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam said, Ya Bani Israel, O people, O children of Israel, he was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel that had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after his nubuwat, there was a lapse of time, and then the coming of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken place. One of his specific functions and his duties was, Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum. Certainly I am a Rasul of Allah. I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-tawrah, and I am one who confirms that which was before me, and that is the Torah. That in the Torah that had come down to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about my coming, and I have confirmed this coming by my very appearance on the surface of this earth. But together with that, I have another specific function and duty. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ I am a mubashir. I am a bringer of glad tidings of a very great Rasul. يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي That Rasul that will come after me. And there was only one Rasul that had come after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. إِسْمُهُ Ahmad. His name will be Ahmad. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am Muhammad and I am Ahmad. I am also Mahi. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives a very brief description or an explanation of this word Mahi. Mahi refers to somebody that erases, somebody that obliterates. And I am Mahi because through me I would obliterate kufr. And we saw the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the darknesses of ignorance and kufr and shirk, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam eradicated it to a great extent, and iman began to shine throughout the world, or rather the discovered world in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ana al-hashir, and I am al-hashir. Hashir is somebody that is resurrect, and hence people will begin to resurrect by my feet. And that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes it in the hadith, that on the day of Qiyamah, I will be resurrected. Then my two companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and then the people of Baqi, and then the people of Mu'alla, the people of Makkah, and in this way, whole of mankind will be resurrected after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave another description of himself, and he said, Anal Aqib. Aqib is the one that comes in the end. that after me there will be no nubuwat, there will be no prophethood after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So such was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's greatness, that Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam gave the glad tidings of the coming of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In one hadith, Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to describe himself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I am the result of the dua of my father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that he made dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's coming and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I am also the result of the glad tidings of my brother, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And in this manner, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had given the glad tidings of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, and when he came with the clear signs, this could refer either to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or it could refer to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, then the people began to say that he is an open, clear, manifest sorcerer, one who indulges in black magic. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks one simple question, that all these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had come with the glad tilam. The environment of Medina Munawwara was also built up with those Yahud that had come to Medina Munawwara in anticipation of the last Nabi of Allah. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come, then Allah asked, who is the greatest zalim, who is the greatest wrongdoer, transgressor? Then that person that has fabricated upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies. Wa huwa yud'a ila al-Islam. And on the other hand, whilst he is being called towards Islam, and then he is fabricating these lies, that on the one hand, the greatest lie that man had spoken was he ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has partners. A greater lie than that was, wa na'udhu billah, man has reduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the status of being a human, that Allah ta'ala had given birth, wa na'udhu billah. Man had also had committed another very great crime and spoken and fabricated another lie when man had elevated another human and equated him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Christians have done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question then, who is the greatest of liars? Who can be greater a liar than the person that fabricated lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites him towards deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to benefit and to enjoy those everlasting ni'mats of the akhirat, and yet he belies on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide a community of wrongdoers, of transgressors. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. By speaking these lies, these fabrications, these false beliefs, and making these claims about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that they desire to extinguish the nur, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, biafwahihim, with their mouths, by saying such things. Wallahu mutimmu nuri. On the one hand, they will never be able to extinguish this light of Allah. It is like a person that is standing on this earth, the sun is bright and shining, and now he is taking a curtain, or is taking some form of a screen, and is trying to block the earth from the light of the sun. That is never ever possible. And hence, it is never possible that man will be able to extinguish this nur and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete his nur. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Even though the disbelievers dislike this, they will never be able to have any say in extinguishing the light of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Walladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sent his rasul with the hidayat, with the guidance. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a rasul, the nusrat and the help of Allah will always be upon the Rasul, wa deen il haq, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send the Rasul with the true deen, liyudhirahu ala deeni kulli, so that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be dominant over all the other adiyan, over all the other ways of life, walau kariha al mushrikun, even though the mushrikeen dislike this. This is the reality that man, 1400 years odd after the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is different attempts to destroy this deen of Allah, but this deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat will remain dominant on the surface of this earth. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.